I have puffiness on my face right now. Literally, it's kind of... Well, very early. Decided to go for a jog. Been trying to do that more recently. So, yeah, don't mind the puffiness on the face. But I'm very calm, and especially because from the time I've recorded this is March. And this year has... It has not been the easiest of years so far. You know, there's been its fair shares of challenges and things that I couldn't have even anticipated to have happened this year so far, you know. And it's interesting because you do know that obviously at the end of the day, you know, God is moving. And you know, all of this, especially with the nature of things that have either been gained or lost, it's like it's all God's will. But it obviously doesn't take away from the pain that you deal with in the present. And hey, take it to CD, because I don't know if I'd ever do another career legacy outside like this. Well, to this degree. This year so far has really allowed me to understand the extent of God's will. You know, God's will is it's for the betterment of us. You know, we truly don't know what's best for us. You know, only God knows. And so when he does, you know, when you say that will be done, you know, God's will be done. So you have to be prepared to lose or to essentially for things to either stop or things to be removed, even though there's things that, you know, yeah. What gives me peace is, again, knowing that at the end of it, it's literally God's will, and that he wants the best for me. He wants the best for, you know, all of you guys, you know. And that's what gives me peace. And just, like, at the end of the day, like, also holding on to your faith, even when things doesn't make sense. Even when things don't make sense, holding on to your faith. I would have encouragement. And I say this, I'm not just saying it on the basis of, oh yeah, like I'm 100% good now. Chai, me right now, hey, I'll be honest, I'm still going through it. Like, it's just a whole multitude of different things, you know. But again, it's like I know that especially this time is to better me as a person. The way I see it is like when things happen, when God begins to remove things or add things and all of those sort of bits and bobs, it's with the intention of making room or making use of the things that he wants to do through your life and in your life, or through other people through your life. But yeah, my word of encouragement is just remember that, like, everything happens for a reason. And when you really let God's will be done, it will be painful. Like, letting God's will be done will be so painful at times. And I'm telling that from my own experience. Like, it can get really painful. But, and I'm saying this to myself, but knowing that it's only in the present, and that it's, again, for the betterment and for the progression, you know, of you as a person, and et cetera, et cetera. It's like, yeah. Also, I say this to myself as well. Again, everything I say on Create Legacy isn't just for you guys. It's also for me to also hear for myself as well. And one thing I've also realized, and I got this advice, one of my friends, one of my girls, which is that when you're going through hardship, and, you know, when you're just going through certain things, it's the fleeting moments that truly, fleeting moments are truly the things that help you become better, you know, and that truly allow you to move forward, allows you to truly just move forward past, you know, current hardships or current circumstances. Well, I think they're just giving thanks to God, because again, you know, it's, yeah, I don't know, like, we as humans, we see a little piece of the puzzle, but he sees everything. And so I think, yeah, that gives me peace, and regardless of circumstances, regardless of all things.
It's funny because, you know, the theme of this year, especially with what had been placed,
within, you know, Word Hammer Church, is that this year is divine alignment. And it's mad because it's like, even obviously, despite the things that have happened so far this year, and, you know, some of the things that, hey, chat even now, like, it's, I know that it's with the purpose of God aligning me to the version that He saw of me even before I was formed in the womb. So there's that element of, okay, God, I trust you. I know that even if things are hurting me right now, and even though things are, you know, like, it's for your will over my life, because I know that you're doing this to truly allow me to become who you see of me. And so I thank Him for that. And all I could even just say now is just, when you're asking for peace, I'd say that from God. But you forget that, like, it sounds mad, but it's like, you forget at the end of the day, you're human with emotions. Like, it's okay to feel what you need to feel. And, you know, and that's something that, like, I think oftentimes I've actually forgotten at times. It's interesting. I think I'm just very much, not even excited, but intrigued to see what what makes out of that, what makes this year makes of what this season and this chapter in my life, what it entails for James in like 6 months, or even a year, 2, 3, 4, 5 years. One thing I've always made clear when it comes to creating legacy, from the very beginning, is that, child, if you're watching this with the intent of learning how to make 6 figures, 7, 8 figures, but this is me giving you the real, like, you know, I'm 22 years old, James Bacola, 22 years old. I'm human, man. We go through stuff. Like, I really, like, Chai, been through it. Like, very much through it. You know, here and there. But, you know, allowing yourself to be okay with that. You know, I don't want to be this, I don't want to come across as this entrepreneur, aka, you know, multifaceted creative that has everything put together. That, you know, is so hard working and driven all the time. You know, I've had my moments, especially in this season, of just slump, or just at times just not wanting to do things, or at times just feeling like, just, you know, that's just me being honest. You know, that's me being honest with myself. But I'm learning not to also dwell. And so me saying this is also kind of that sort of transparency. And, you know, yeah, this is me being transparent, but at the same time, allowing myself to hear it so that I know that things will be better. Hopefully, same for you guys. Very much same for you guys. I pray, you know, anyone that's going through stuff in this time, like, that you find that peace that you're looking for in God. Like, you find that peace that you're looking for in Christ. And that you don't have to, like, the worst thing you could do, and this is coming from me, is just, I know people will say, like, overwork yourself. Nah. Like, I don't think you should dwell in your thoughts and all that stuff, but I think having that little bit of balance of, okay, just not letting life stop. Like, still doing what you can, still working and doing what you can, but not outputting it in the things that make you, that just overwork your brain to the point where you can't even process, you know, your emotions or your things. I don't know if that's making sense right now, but I'll try it. Take care as we will. But I just pray and I hope that, you know, to whoever this helped, you know, life will get better, man. Life will get better. You feel what you need to feel. And yeah, man. But I pray and I hope that this has helped someone that needed to help. But yeah.